Let's go to Christopher Chivas, live in Washington, Associate Director of the International Security and Defense Policy Center. Thanks so much for being with us. Let me ask you, first of all, what do you make of this?
Well, I think the one thing that we can know for sure is that this is further evidence, as if any was needed, that the Islamic State is a problem beyond not only Iraq and Syria, but also the broader Middle East, North Africa, and now clearly Europe as well.
Now, you're saying the Islamic State, it has claimed responsibility for the attack in Kuwait, but not the one in France, not the one in Tunis, to my knowledge.
Right. I'm speculating, but my guess is that the attack in Tunis was inspired, at least by the Islamic State, and potentially also based from neighboring Libya, where the Islamic State controls a whole town, the town of Sirte, actually Gaddafi's old hometown, not very far away. So I would be surprised if it's not in some way connected. Now, of course, the case in France is a little bit, the details are a little bit more murky. It's possible that there was a very personal kind of a grudge involved there. But nevertheless, it also does look like there is a potential that it could have been inspired by the Islamic State.
Well, let me ask you about the attack in Tunisia in particular, because Tunisia is not a place where we would have necessarily expected one. I don't think authorities, certainly by the level of security in place, didn't expect an attack. Tunisia's a pretty liberal place by Arab standards, the birthplace of the Arab Spring. Is it a particularly dangerous place right now?
Well, it's exactly because Tunisia is a relatively liberal place, because it's a democracy, the only remaining democracy that survived the Arab Spring, that it's a big obstacle to both the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda's aspirations for establishing a caliphate across all of North Africa. It's a big problem for them. And for that same reason, it's, of course, vitally important to the United States and to our allies that we invest in Tunisia and try to keep it strong and on a steady path.
How much spillover is there in Tunisia from the chaos next door in Libya? How many people, how many weapons, how much ideology moves over that frontier?
I think we see a significant amount of movement in both directions. I mean, we of course have Tunisians who have gone to join the Islamic State in Libya and also in Syria and in Iraq. I mean, several thousand, 3,000 or 4,000 of them, according to the Tunisian government. It's clear that the border is not as tightly controlled as one would like it to be. And I think that there are also groups that are based in Tunisia that have links to the groups in Libya, and therefore this is all, you know, very, very problematic.
What is the appeal in particular to Tunisians of the project, the enterprise, the hateful ideology of the Islamic State? By some estimates, there are more Tunisians fighting in Syria and Iraq for the Islamic State than citizens of any other nation.
Yeah, I mean, I can't know for sure. I don't understand what the appeal of the Islamic State is to anyone, except to say that it's very frightening that so many thousands of people, not only from North Africa and the Middle East, but also from Western Europe and America, are attracted to this this ideology. I'm not sure what it is about modern society that they seem to be lacking. In Tunisia, in particular, people have pointed to social and economic underdevelopment as one of the reasons that so many foreign fighters have left. By the same token, there are reports that the number of foreign fighters leaving has actually decreased over the course of the last few months. So it may be that that's a trend that's going in the right direction.
Christopher Chivas of the International Security and Defense Policy Center, thanks so much for talking with us.